This week's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verses 2 to 10. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing personal opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt also comes, and with dishonor comes disgrace. The words of the mouth are deep waters, the fountain of wisdom is a gushing stream. It is not right to be partial to the guilty, or to subvert the innocent in judgment. A fool's lips bring strife, and a fool's mouth invites a flogging. The mouth of fools are their ruin, and their lips are a snare to themselves. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. One who is slack in work is close-kinned to a vandal. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And this week's New Testament reading comes from 1 James chapter 1, verses 19 to 27. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. For your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that is the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father, is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and keep oneself unstained by the world.
There is a saying, listen to hear, not to respond. What does that mean? We think that, too often, people listen to others merely waiting to have a chance to voice their own opinion instead of truly hearing what another person is saying. There is value in listening to another's point of view, even if you do not agree with them. It seems that civil discussion between people with different viewpoints is becoming a lost art. We tend to judge others based on appearances before we even know anything about them. On our recent retreat, we watched a commercial that really drove this point home. In the ad, people were interviewed about their beliefs on certain topics, such as climate change, feminism, and transgender issues. The interviews were recorded. Each person was then paired up with someone who had very different views without being told that fact. Each pair was given a common task to complete. They worked together on the task, getting to know each other. After their task was completed, they were shown the videos that had been recorded earlier, making it clear that they disagreed on a certain topic. Most of them were at least mildly shocked. They were then given the chance to just walk away from each other or sit down and talk about their differences. Every pair chose to stay and talk. They had started to build a relationship without preconceived notions and chose to focus more on what they had in common than what they did not.
Nadia Boltzweber is a Lutheran pastor who often challenges the way we tend to interpret Scripture. Recently, we listened to one of her sermons based on the story of the 10 lepers. We are all pretty familiar with the story. A group of 10 lepers begged Jesus to heal them. Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priests, and they were healed. One of the 10 came back to Jesus, praising God. Jesus asked where the other 9 were. The story doesn't tell us. Most of us assumed they were ungrateful and never came back, but the Scripture does not say that. We make that assumption. We do that all the time. We fill in the blank when it comes to other people, but we think that what we assume about other people says more about us than it does about them. There is a term for this. It is called fundamental attribution error, and it is a form of bias where we tend to attribute the bad things that happen to other people as being a result of their character, and the bad things that happen to us as being a result of forces beyond our control. If a fellow athlete doesn't make the soccer team, it is because they don't have the right skills. If I don't make the team, it is because the coach hates me. We don't just do this when bad things happen, but also when good things happen. If I get a promotion at work, it is because I'm a hard worker. But if someone else gets a promotion, it is because they had an in with the boss. Back to the story of the lepers. How do we know the other nine didn't go off somewhere else praising God for their healing? We don't. We make assumptions.
Abraham Jam is a group of three folk singers who all had their own successful solo careers going. Their liner notes start with the phrase, "So a Muslim, a Christian, and a Jew walk onto a stage." David Lamont, Billy Jonas, and Dawood Wornsby call them brothers from three Abrahamic faiths. And when they join musical forces, the sum is greater than the individual parts. David Lamont says, "Harmony is better than unity. We don't have to sing the same note to create beauty. We can sing different notes to draw the beauty in each other." Billy Jonas adds, "At a point in history where division looms large, it's important to not only stand in the way of actions that separate us, but also to create those things that bring us together." One song they sing together is called Talal Bardu Alin, or White Moon, which tells the story of Muhammad being banished from Mecca. In the city of Yathra, about 300 miles away, were people of all different faiths. When they heard of Muhammad's plight, they invited him out to their city. It was custom, at that time, for leaders of all faiths to come out and sing a welcome song for anyone arriving. Muhammad entered the city to the music of White Moon, telling them all were welcome under the same moon that is there for all of us. There is a definite parallel to the story of Jesus entering Jerusalem on a donkey, to shouts of joys and hosannas, on what we know now as Palm Sunday. The lesson here is to use our differences as benefits, not detriments. Our differences make us stronger together.
Another interesting thought is how we, as humans, tend to come together when bad things happen. While there are always exceptions, when we perceive hardship or danger, is our nature to want to help. Events like 9/11, the war in Ukraine, wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and recently the pandemic, tend to bring out in us a desire to come together. How many of you ran errands for a shut-in neighbor or relative in the past 2 years? You only have to look as far as the multitudes of GoFundMe pages on Facebook to see the response a plea for help can bring. We tend to unite around common adversity. We are better people together than apart. God calls each of us to live in community with others, helping and supporting through all of life's challenges. If you are unable to feed yourself, it is a wonderful thing to know that there is someone willing to help you out.
Also on our retreat, we watched some clips from one of the greatest sports movies of all time, Remember the Titans. It turns out, this is not just a movie about sports. If you have not seen the movie, it is a true account of events in Virginia in 1971. At that time, an all-white school and an all-black school are joined together. Each school had its own football team and its own coach. Initially, the coach of the black team, Coach Boone, is hired to serve under the white coach, Coach Yost. To ease racial tensions, that decision is reversed, and Coach Boone is the head coach. Boone initially refuses, but changes his mind when he sees what it could mean for his players. Coach Yost also refuses initially, until he sees that all of his players would boycott the team. He stays to keep them playing. Racial tensions abound, and fights are common. The team goes away to a camp at Gettysburg. One morning, very early, they are awakened. Coach Boone takes them on a run to the fields where the Battle of Gettysburg took place. There he tells them that we are all still fighting the same issues now that the soldiers of the Civil War died for many years ago. He told them that they needed to learn to work together with respect for others before they could function as a team. At this point, the team starts to pull together, but the school board and others start throwing up roadblocks. They threaten to fire Boone if he loses even one game. They encourage Yost to sabotage a game so he can be inducted into the High School Hall of Fame. A turning point for Yost is watching his young daughter in the stands. She is incensed at the blatant calls from the officials, even while two members of the school board sit in front of her, not moving or saying a word. This is a turning point for Coach Yost. He realizes that he himself has been a part of the problem, and he stands up to the referees making questionable calls. He tells the players that they have taught him to look at the soul of a man, not what is seen on the outside. We won't tell you the end of the movie. It's worth watching on your own. It is yet another example of how our differences can unite us, how seeing something from another's point of view can only make us better humans and better Christians.
The bottom line is that we need to move beyond seeing others and judging them by what we see on the surface. Labels are damaging and can cause us to miss finding the good things that are inside each and every person on this earth. There is a meme making the rounds these days that says, "You will never look in the face of a person that God does not love." That is a sometimes harsh reminder that we are all of us, every last person, despite race, religion, sexual identity, political view, or any label we could name, is a cherished and loved child of God. Every last one. So our challenge to you is this: be determined to reach out to others, try and see both sides of every issue, even if you don't agree with someone. You can still talk about your differences. Listen to others to understand them. Don't judge on appearances. Find the face of God that lives in every one of us. Amen.